And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we got a great show today. We are going to just have fun today. It's going to be a lot of fun. As you know from yesterday, Pete Gray is not going to be joining us. He's on his Alaskan adventure that's going to finish up at Whaler's Cove and have some great fishing for Pete. But you got Corey and I today, and we're just going to be talking fun. There's no guests. Today is a show for you. We're going to be talking inshore fishing. We're going to be talking bass fishing. We're going to be talking travel. If you've got questions on tackle, if you've got questions about live bait fishing, all of those types of things, that's what today's show is all about. It's just Corey. It's just myself. We're going to be having lots of fun. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be providing great information, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice right here on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and it's kind of a neat show.
Yeah, it's us. Right? Yeah, we're really excited that this kind of popped up. We had a guest that was planned who couldn't make it, and we were talking about it, or Pete was really talking about it, and just said, well, why don't you guys do it? You know, Corey was always was and still is, you know, one of the most popular guests. And now we are so stoked to have our team with Corey. But, you know, when we have a guest, we don't get to talk a lot about MC Swim Baits and all the fishing that, you know, we have done and things like that. And, you know, with you just so fresh back from El Salto and that great trip I just did to Cedros and all the cool fishing that's going on, we're just excited to get to take your phone calls and hang out and BS about fishing for a while.
And get to share it, you know, so the people know. I mean, we've been sitting here for 15 minutes and all we're talking
yeah,
about is Cedros.
Yeah.
Cedros and having a good time doing it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, and it's just been, you know, this is a very busy time of year when we get busy about, you know, gear and travel and fishing and times. And I know that, Corey, you were on multiple trips down to Salto, which I know that we've kind of hinted at when Frank and Kathy were on, but a lot of people don't know. I would say most all of our listeners, when they think Corey Sannon, it's the Calico Bass Killer, which you are, and I know that that's a passion. But another really big passion of yours is freshwater bass fishing.
And I'll tell you why. It's very simple. They're very parallel. The calico fishing, the fast reactionary bites, mm-hmm. it's the same darn thing in fresh water. And given an arena like El Salto, it's untapped for that kind of fishing, really.
El Salto is such a cool place, and I started going a couple years ago. A lot of it was because of hearing guys like you and Booger and, you know, guys who are the hardest of hardcore saltwater fishermen all love it down there. And I went the first time and just found the same thing. I'm not a hardcore freshwater bass guy. Do I like it? Sure, but it's just there's something about that place that is a mix of adventure, you know, the lack of people, but the people that you're there, you have a real camaraderie with, and the type of fishing is just it's unique. And it can be as easy as you could ever imagine for not going down and fishing a lizard on a Carolina rig and catching 100 fish, all the way up to super technical and trying to figure things out and targeting big ones and everything in between.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're fishing the 5-inch swimmer predominantly off the bank and through the trees and getting swirled and rolled on. I'm telling you, just like calico fishing through the kelp.
That's cool.
I'll tell you one thing I'll stay away from, I think, is that July again. It rained so darn much on us.
Really?
We had lightning storms come through and literally kick us off the lake and the bugs, dude. The bugs came out like out of control.
Pick you up and carry you off kind of thing.
Oh, it's a region, as you know, like an Arizona desert, right?
Okay.
So the desert gets the monsoonal rain, and that's the 99% of the rain for the year. And the whole ecosystem is based around that.
99% of the rain happens like a month. Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically the hurricane season, you know.
Crazy.
It's August, September is really the rainy season, and July included. But those 3 months of the year, they get all the rain. And I took shots, you know, because I was down there for 2 weeks. I went down with Brandon. I was there for a week.
From Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Exactly. Came back for a week. And tried to get some stuff done and tried to get orders out real quick. And then went down for a week with Boog.
That's so cool.
And let me tell you, I took pictures in between. And the trees, it's almost jungle-esque when you're there during the rainy season.
Really?
But when you're there prior to that, everything's brown and brittle.
Dry.
It's super dry. And the first rains come, everything is blooming overnight. Literally,
really?
The flowers are coming out before the leaves. It's incredible. Overnight, there's a shade of green. The next day, there's 10 shades of green.
That's wild.
It fills in overnight like you wouldn't believe. But so the whole ecosystem based around that, all the bugs, all the darn, everything, everything comes alive. It's literally, they had to shut the lights off at the lodge at night.
Oh,
because these 2-inch beetles were so crazy. The crew was so afraid of them because they secrete a liquid that's an acid.
Dude,
and literally, the workers were taking off their shirts and hosing down their body. They were fearful of them. Yeah. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, these things, they're so aggressive because their lifespan is only for less than 2 weeks.
Get out of here.
Seriously. They come alive. And they do their thing, you know, they're mating and trying to reproduce and do everything in 2 weeks. And they are so aggressive. They're literally running around and flying and I don't know, anyway.
It's wild.
But But the fishing can be good. It can be fun, but it's just dealing with all the adverse. The lake, we had so much rain one day and got dumped on so hard, the lake overnight came up 3 feet.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy. Right. Brandon was telling a very funny story when we were all at the shop BSing about you guys being there in a lightning storm.
Yeah.
And there was a, he said there was just like a, like a communication barrier when he was like, hey man, we need to, we need to go, like it's lightning, and that you guys were agreeing with him, like, yeah man, let's go seek refuge.
Right.
But the Pongero took it as, no man, we want to stay here and fish.
Right.
And like, Brandon said that you could tell that your captain was so like nervous of the rain. It's like, man, we shouldn't be here, and that you guys both in your mind are like, man, we really need to get the heck out of here. And, and then later found out that he was like, no man, they told me like I want to stay here and keep fishing, I don't care. And both of you were like, man, it's lightning,
let's
like,
get the heck out
of
here.
We got a whole bunch of graphite rods and we're the only guy on the boat, like it sounded wild.
And it's gnarly because those boats have been hit before, and it's not a cool thing to be down there in the lightning. Man, give me the heck out of there. But so our next with the Let's Talk Hookup and Cast Tours, the January trip, I'm so looking forward to it because it's not the rainy season, and it'll be definitely a lot more enjoyable, less buggy, and just...
That's a very unique time to be there.
Yeah. I like it. I do. And it's touted as their top water time of the year. And
that's cool.
It could be fun, shallow water cranking, and we'll get them on the swim bait and that kind of thing. As far as I knew, there were still a couple of openings, too.
I believe so, yeah.
Two weeks ago.
I think there's still a couple spots. It's just a very, very fun place. But obviously, we tell these crazy stories. But when you're down there in the more traditional months, the winter and spring months, it's just... It's like a great trip down to Mexico. It's usually, it's very moderate weather. Oftentimes, I'd say in that December and January, you're wearing a sweatshirt or a jacket in the morning because it's cool, but you're peeling it off by 9 o'clock, and then you're just fishing in comfortable tropical weather. And the cool thing about Salto is you can be a Salto nut like Corey and just know every technique, or you can be a guy that has never done something like that and want to experience a cool trip with a bud, and it's just... It can be very good fishing without a lot of difficulty. You don't need to let it scare you off.
I'll tell you what I'll look forward to in January is when we were waking up at an hour before daylight in July. It was 80 degrees with humidity,
know,
and it would be in the 90s during the day with humidity. I mean, the thunder clouds would be homing in on you at 90 degrees. I mean, it was pretty gnarly. So, yeah, January will be so much nicer, and you better jump on. I mean, the way we're talking about this and how good it is.
It's cool.
I'm sure that the spots will fill up quick with a cast, man.
They always do, and it's a great spot, and it's Ron Speed, or it's Chapman Sr.
Chapman Sr. was on the show. You didn't get the – it was Pete and I that did that about 7-8 months ago. With Frank.
With the whole family.
Yeah, so cool because the senior, Billy Chapman Sr., is the one who put the bass in there and did the thing. And his son kind of took over his own little satellite business, which is now, as what you know, is Angler's End.
Right.
And that's where I've been going. I have not yet been to, if Frank Lopresti likes it, it's got to be good,
it's
right?
It's very unique. I dug it. I had been to a couple of different operations, and the last two times were at Chapman Senior's place. And it's very Mexico familia, and it's just like I dig it. You're staying at their lodge with the
family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the food was great, and the accommodations were very comfortable, and the cool thing is it's a small setting. It's just your group that's there. So everyone at the entire lodge is part of the same group, and you come back and maybe you have a cocktail and you're BSing everybody in like the common area, and you're eating quesadillas and chips and salsa and margaritas and that kind of thing. It's a very fun atmosphere. It's very low key, it's very mellow, and you're almost like you're staying at somebody's house. Their lodge is very comfortable, but it's small, and it's just your group of people. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the ticket price for some people is, a little out of control. But when you look at it as lodging, all of your food.
Yes.
And then your boat and your captain and everything included.
All the transfers, all the everything.
Everything,
no hidden cost.
They pick you up at the airport. They take you back to the airport. And it's just such a beautiful, laid-out deal that when you look at the overall cost, you can't beat it anywhere.
Yeah,
you can't.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, like, today's just going to be a fun show, and it's just going to be that. You know, we just want to talk about what you want to talk about. We've got, you know, Corey and I are happy to BS about all the different trips and techniques and things, but what we'd really like today is for you and your questions, and we're going to cover a lot of inshore fishing and bass fishing and what's going on with MC Swim Baits and those kinds of things. But more than anything, we just want you to join us and be a part of the show today.
Absolutely, and you know, we're hitting a lot on El Salto, but we haven't even talked about the killer calico fishing that's been going on the last few weeks. It's been outstanding, yeah. You know, up north and Dana Point and down here in San Diego, really, really good fishing, and darn the bluefin fishing. And I know we talked about the flyers yesterday. That stuff gets me going.
Me
dude.
Too.
Are you kidding? We're going to have a fun couple hours. Please give us a shout at 833-288-0973. The lines are filling up. We have one open at this point. We're giving away, what I'm going to do is put together a couple cool packs. And I know, Rick, it's like the shops. I mean, like we were talking about Dana yesterday. It's like a bomb went off in there, you know? I mean, these shops would love to have these baits, but I'm going to go home after the show and put together two killer kits worth $100 a piece, maybe throw in a hat, too.
I think that's so cool, Corey.
Right? To two callers today. So, you know, two callers are going to get a $100 pack. I'll send it out this week. You guys will have it either at the end of the week or the beginning of next week. And give us a shout. Like, again, 833-288-0973. We got a fun 2 hours ahead of us on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
Walks like a duck.
Use Google Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just a fun day ahead of us, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. We're going to, like I said, we're going to be talking fishing, we're going to be talking trips, talking tackle, and talking to you, and why don't we just jump right back into it? Let's start the phones off and get rolling here this morning, Corey.
Let's do it, and they are jammed up. You know, I guess they want to win one of those $100 packs, right?
No, I do.
Yeah, let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Thanks for joining us this morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to hear you guys having a good, fun time.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun today.
Fishing today. Yeah, you know, I just want to thank the show and for all the good tips and information over the years. I've gotten so much good info, and you know, including from Rick and Corey. But I've been listening for a long time. One of the most productive tips I got was listening to Captain Ron Baker, who was the Point Loma halibut specialist, and he was talking about halibut. To find that the halibut don't spawn out in the sand. They spawn on hard bottom and cobbles because they're broadcast spawners like salmon are. So the eggs just get dispersed, and if they can't fall into the cracks in the hard bottom or the cobble, they're probably not viable. So in my surf fishing, I've been able to actually locate spawning aggregates where it is on hard bottom and cobble along the coast in Ventura here, where I like to fish. And I just want to thank Captain Ron.
That's cool.
And yeah, and the show, man, I got hundreds, a thousand tips from the show that helped me.
That's good times, Hills, for sure. And a lot of people don't realize that halibut spend the majority of their life around hard bottom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we look at them as a sandy.
Everybody thinks sand.
A sandy bottom critter, which they are, Hills, right? I mean, they fluff up the sand. If you're watching them, you know, they move their fins on both sides, and they fluff up the sand and kind of semi-bury themselves so they blend in. But being up against the hard structure is where they make their living. Mm-hmm. I've seen them diving where they're literally. There might be a little tiny patch of sand, and they're laying next to it trying to blend in, but they're literally on the hard bottom trying to get. That's where all the life is, Hills. That's where the little perch, the little fish are that they're trying to eat, is all on the hard bottom. None of it wants to venture into the sand because the sand is literally like the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, they're going to have to go forever sitting in the sand waiting for a smelt or something to come by them.
That's very. You know, I was hoping maybe, and it's a great point that you bring up, Hills. Surf fishing for halibut, and you being the MC Swim Bait guy, there is a bait that you make that is very unique that you virtually made for that fish and for that scenario that is not as well known as viejos and swimmers that all of us use, but I know that that is a passion of yours also, is surf fishing for halibut.
Are you talking about the drop shot?
I am for sure. Like,
yeah,
you make
yeah.
a bait that you literally designed it for that fish in the surf.
For drop shotting, and it is such a fun deal, and a lot of people don't know either, Hills, and I talk about it in seminars and stuff, but the 8-inch slug, long, straight-tailed 8-inch bait.
The big, original calico slug.
Okay. That's what everybody knows it as, a calico bait, and it is. It's the right. most fun, you know, surface kind of lure, right? I made that for halibut fishing. I literally made that for lead heading on a half ounce, no larger than a three-quarter ounce, shallow in the bays. For catching halibut, it imitates a big jack smelt,
mm-hmm.
Hills. You know, and that's just one of those things that not many people know. Really, it's kind of cool.
It's a big bait that I think some people look at it and think, "Oh, it's intimidating. That's too big. I won't get any bites with it." But as you described, that's no bigger than a big jack smelt.
It's smaller than a big jack smelt.
Yeah.
It really is. But so the jack smelt will spend their life 8 feet off the bottom and swim in the eelgrass and doing that kind of thing. But they're smart enough not to venture within 3 feet of the bottom because they're going to get devoured, right? And they got harassed their whole life. So they stay up off the bottom a little bit, and they feed up in the current streak and do that. And when you have one on a lead head, a very light lead head, it is so sexy looking.
That's cool.
And when you put it down in their face, they cannot handle it. And one thing I came across is that the spotted bay bass will absolutely tear that thing up. An 8-inch slug. They are so angry at that thing coming in their zone that they smash that thing.
It's funny when you look at all the baits. Like, I think about the display we have at Fisherman's Landing, and we have, you know, thousands of MC Swim baits, and most all of them have a paddle tail of some kind.
Yes.
And, you know, the viejo tail or the big tail or whatever. And so you look the visual thought is, oh, this thing, you know, this thing clearly isn't going to have the action, you know, that a 5-inch swim bait was, and so many people go for that 5-inch swim bait.
Because they see the motor on the back, yes.
But then when you flash forward and put it in the water, and you see, you know, you see your slug, especially fished with some finesse and fished with the reel handle and fished with the rod tip, and you see, like, how natural and killer the movement is, all of a sudden it completely changes. You look at the swimmer, and it just coming in a straight line, still looking good, and clearly that's what most of us catch our fish on. And then you look at all the erratic motions that the, you know, that the slug does, why you made it that way. And,
exactly.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, this looks killer. Like, this is great.
I call it sexy.
You're right. Yeah, you're dead right on it. Well, Hills, we sure appreciate the comments, buddy, and I'm glad to hear that you've been doing so good, and we've certainly enjoyed seeing the photos and the comments and all the things that you've dropped. I know you spend a lot of time in the surf and have been rewarded. There's very little out there that provides better success than the time that you put into it, and I know you put a lot of time in the surf zone. And we appreciate.
Yeah, Captain Ron is the man for that halibut information and you guys too. So
it's definitely good stuff. Hills, in your ventures up there this spring and summer, have you had any luck with the striper fishing?
You know what? I've seen some stripers when the river was still running, the Santa Clara River. There was a lot of striper action on there. I didn't get any, but it's been a little slow for me. My last sea bass was my biggest, 24 pounds, and my last striper, I think, was my biggest. I released it, so I don't know, but I think it was about 21 pounds or something.
Beautiful.
And I release all the stripers anymore. I don't like, they're not that as good to eat, you know. So, but I know there are stripers around, but I just haven't happened into them. I'm only fishing for trophies, so I don't expect to catch something every time, you know.
Absolutely, so, Hills. Yeah, that's a good
cool,
way to
man.
Look at
I
it.
Like
pretty
that.
Neat.
Hills, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy, and we appreciate you hanging with us and always being a loyal listener and always adding to the show as well. Hills, we appreciate the phone call very much and look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks, buddy. All right, let's jump back into him, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark home from Lakeside this morning. We welcome you to the show. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good.
Hey, I just got a quick question. I picked up about a dozen marlin tuna jigs at a yard sale, and I want to reline them, but when I was looking at them, they've got swivels slipped on the double hooks, and then they're tied. Is that regular to do that? Is that something you recommend, or should I just try and tie them straight to the hook, and then what would you recommend, using floral for the leader or mono?
And Corey, can you dive all the way back into, into albacore tuna feather day?
Right, exactly. I mean, the whole swivel thing is what would be a spacer, number one, mm-hmm. and it would be, if you're talking boat lines and heavy line, it's probably a necessity, huh?
There's two, I would say that the two most common ways to rig a standard Zucker feather would be either to tie yourself up a pre-made leader, which you're doing, and oftentimes with that, worrying about the swivel on the hook is lesser. That in that case, it becomes a, just like Corey said, it becomes a spacer. And then you run, you know, an arm's length worth of 80 pound or 100 pound, and you tie that to a swivel. You coil up the leader, and that goes in your bag of tuna feathers, and then when it's time to fish, you just tie to that swivel at the end of your leader. The other option would be to fish them direct to your line. So if your trolling outfit has 80-pound test on it already, you can just run the feather directly on your main line, but that's when having the swivel on the hook becomes a little more critical. And it is very, very commonplace to use a double hook, slide a swivel over the top of the hook, spread the two hook points apart so that you can create a little gap in between the two, let the swivel run to the top where you normally tie your line and fish it that way. So it's very, very commonly done. Especially if you're using stainless steel mustad hooks. You know, there's two very common double trolling hooks, the stainless steel and then the cadmium plated hooks. The cadmium ones have a little bit longer shank on them. A number 23 is like the most common size for an albacore or tuna feather, and that's a little bit longer shanked hook where you don't necessarily need the spacer of having the swivel. Especially if you tie a 7 or 8 turn San Diego knot, an 80 pound or 100 pound, that's going to provide some space also, and the hook placement is just fine. The stainless steel hooks have a little bit shorter shank and can definitely benefit from having the extra length that's provided by the swivel. But as far as the fluorocarbon or mono goes, in my opinion, monofilament is just fine. It's certainly lesser expensive. I think if you were using fluoro, it wouldn't be for the lesser visibility factor. It would just be for the abrasion resistance part of it, and you'll probably get a little more longevity out of fluorocarbon, but I certainly don't think it's necessary.
And it's in the prop wash, so the visibility factor probably would play a lesser role, huh, Rick?
Totally agree. Yeah. You know, if it's one of those things where you already have a spool of 80-pound fluoro, you don't use it much, it's sitting on the shelf, and it'd be a good way of using it up so the next time you go to Guadalupe, you got a fresh spool, by all means, it's certainly not going to hurt anything. But a 100-yard coil of like 80-pound or 100-pound leader material is going to run you $20, and a spool of 80-pound fluorocarbon is going to run you $60. You know, so the cost is certainly higher, and I think that just going a straight mono would be fine.
Yeah, it'd work just great,
yeah,
huh?
Totally. Hey, I hope that helps, Mark. And as far as the Marlin jigs go, you know, same kind of thing. You know, around here, we like a lot of 200-pound. If you're going to be traveling down to Rancho Leonero where you might, you know, your striped Marlin jig might also be eaten by a 200 or 300-pound blue Marlin, you might step it up to 300 or even 400-pound. But, you know, local stripers, we like 200-pound. And, you know, we do all kinds of rigging for guys in the store. And I would say the more popular Southern California Marlin jig tends to be a single hook spaced back to the bottom of the skirt of your jig. But hook sets are one of those things that if you asked five Marlin fishermen, you'd get seven different opinions coming back. And they vary quite a bit, single hooks to double hooks, you know, two real small ones, one real large one. There's a lot of good options, but I would say a standard like Zucker 3.5, just a single 8.0 or 9.0 hook spaced to the back of the skirt is probably going to be the most popular. Well, and I hope that helps and answers your questions for you, Mark. And, you know, with that said, a guy that knows an awful lot about Marlin jigs and tuna and rigging because they see it all the time is our good buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, who's on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey.
Good morning.
John, did we do okay? Was that a fair assessment on Marlin jig size and leader? I mean, we should be deferring to the expert here.
Because there are a lot of blues around. Gosh, as many blues as I can remember. You know, that at the Bisbee, they caught only, I think it was one or two qualifiers over 300, but there's loads of blue marlin in the 200, 250-pound range. Darn near as many as there are stripers. It's real good marlin fishing right now, mixed with a few sailfish, but the bill fishing is really extraordinary. It's, you know, it's always good around. It's always a lot of stripers, but the percentages of blue this year are high, yeah. So be sure and bring heavy leader. You know, 300-pound would not be too much at all.
That's a good call.
You can hang these guys and hold on to them. You know, some of the bigger fish, we lose, you know, two or three big fish a week, you know, some real whoppers because they really break off. We get some good-sized fish out there. So anyway, it's been a good fishing week, a wide variety of fish. Jesus, just seems like everything is biting. The yellowfin are biting pretty well. The Dorado fishing has been as good as I can recall in the last couple of years this week. Quite a few wahoo taken, sailfish, stripes, blues.
Jeez.
Some big pargo, some big amberjack as well. Inshore fishing, you know, kind of the unsung story of the ranch, really. Some of the best fishing really is inshore. You know, when it's not going on outside, you can always go inside and really bang them really well. And the size of the amberjack this week was, the pargo, the dogtooth snapper there was 41 pounds.
Oh, man.
Some big pargo, yeah. So a good inshore fishing. The billfish are off the bank, you know, very predictably off of La Rivera Bank, about 3 miles off the beach, running all the way down to a Fraley's there. But they're very spread. They're everywhere. There's just a load of billfish around right now. The Dorado are way south. Dorado are, they've been picking them up 30, 40 miles south off Cerro Colorado and the Red Bluffs and all that further south. And they're mixed with the wahoo, quite a few wahoo this week, too. You know, 20 to 50 pounders with a few 60, 70 pounders mixed in, but quite a few wahoo as well. Taking the marlin lures and also catching them on Rapala. The tuna are not outside under the porpoise. They're down along the edge of Pomo there off of Rincon, and they're soaking bait. The boats are normally going and spending an hour or two soaking bait right out there, and picking up one or two yellowfin in the 20 to 50 pound class are pretty common. The inside, like I said, the big pargo and the big amberjack are off of most of the drop offs, and they're taking chunk squid, live cabrito, but they love the chunk bait. You know, if they pick up skipjack, they'll chunk those up and send those down, and the pargo are loving those. And good size, big golden amberjack as well.
That's cool, man.
Big rooster fish, lots of 50 pounders released this week. We're back to normal on the rooster fishing. Very, very good rooster fishing. So,
man, I was just going to say, how many years, John, have you been saying, you know, hotter the weather, the hotter the fishing, and we're in the middle of August. This is it. This is prime time. I mean, I don't think that there's a species of fish that one wants to target in the East Cape that you hadn't mentioned being great fishing for it. It sounds like it's really firing right now.
Yeah, it is, and that'll continue through pretty common through August and September and October as well. You know, with the warmer water, certainly the better fishing. You know, it's interesting now. You know, I know it's hot everywhere in the world and all that, but it's been cooler than normal down on the East Cape, down in Cabo. I'd say it's 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal.
Perfect.
Pretty pleasant, actually, for this time of year, yeah. The water is, I didn't mention water temps. The water is 83 to 86 degrees. It's 83 inside right up against the beach, and then you get out about 5, 10 miles, and it warms up to 86. But it's perfect water temps and all that, too. So it's going on.
I dig it. Well, John, today's show has been a lot about tackle and questions and rigging, and I was hoping that we could pick your brain for one more. I would say one of the most common questions that I get at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a lot of people come in all the time going down to the ranch. They know, you know, that I talk about all the time being one of my most favorite places in the whole world. So I have a lot of customers and buds come down before the ranch, and I would bet the most common lure question I get asked for is a wahoo. Everybody wants to go down and catch a wahoo, and it sounds like wahoo are biting right now. And I was just hoping that you could give us, if you were going to go through the tackle store and pick up one lure for wahoo fishing, what would that be?
Well, that's easy for me. CD18 Rapala. CD18. And I like the silver one with the red head / the racing stripe on the head. That seems to work for me. You know what else works for them, too, is cedar plugs, way down the prop wash, way outside.
Really?
Yeah, way far out, yeah.
That's good info. Now,
yeah, they like the,
and I believe I've heard you say it on the show before that your guys like to fish them with straight mono. And I know that because we've always chuckled about it, that it costs you a couple extra bucks because the bite-offs eventually happen. But would that be your preference as well, as not to run the piece of wire?
No. With the Rapalos, almost all the other lures are straight mono. Normally with the Rapalos, they'll do just a little bit of wire normally.
Okay.
What I do is I just put a clip and a swivel on the front. It's just, you know, you want to keep their teeth off the tie right on the eye there. So if you can just get a half an inch space there with metal, you're much better off. So the guys do tie the Rapalos with straight mono, but normally the Rapalos need a little bit of wire on them.
Okay.
And not much, you know, because it affects the action. So I'm talking about an inch or less, something.
Got it.
Enough to keep their teeth off the tie.
That's great info, buddy. Well, we sure appreciate that, John. Man, after a report like that, it certainly sounds like things are happening all the way around. And what a perfect time to sneak away. Are there any spots available if somebody wanted to get in and get on the action while it's biting as well as it is right now?
Absolutely, yeah. We're completely full this week, but after that we do have rooms through the season through October. So it's a good time to come down, and like I say, real beautiful weather and great fishing.
Awesome. Glad to hear it, John. If somebody wants to book one of those spots during the next week while it's happening, how do we do that?
Thank you, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchLandNarrow.com. And we upload pictures every two or three days, and we got a lot of good photos of it. Some nice fish this week.
I love it, man. That's awesome, John. Well, a great report. Glad to hear things are firing on all cylinders down at the ranch, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
You sure will. Thanks, Rick.
John, appreciate the call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, definitely good times. And that report was sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG one oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. A BG-1 will just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
You got it.
And we're having a fun time. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. When we come back, more of our talk, more of your calls. The calls are absolutely lit up. We're going to get to them. We'll be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97. I almost slipped up, Rick.
No, it happens, man. I get it. Hey, yeah. We are having a great time, and phones have been packed, Corey. It's been a very busy morning already today.
Yeah, I kind of like it, huh? Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's been really fun. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the catch part, and today we're going to start the catch part off of a day in a war sport fishing. Talk to our good buddy, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Doing great, man. How's that bass fishing?
You know, a little bump in the road this week, I think, is a fair way to put it. You know, definitely a little bit slower up here. We had, you know, some of that green water crept in on the beach, and our water temps were down a little bit, 66 degrees, you know, 69, somewhere in that range pretty much all week. You know, with that said, obviously bass was the center of our efforts. But, you know, this week it was all about picking the right sardine and making the right cast, you know, getting that bait to swim where it needs to go and to get to me to the right spot in the kelp there. But we saw some nice quality on some of the calico bass this week. Some fish on the surface iron and the hard baits too, but we had plenty of chances. But this odd water for August, you know, did make things a little bit slower. And, you know, anyone that looked at our accounts could certainly see that reflected there. But, you know, conditions are king, especially on the inshore stuff that is fast. And, you know, as things can kind of get a little muddied and slow down, certainly things can shape up and get in the proper direction. So making adjustments for sure is part of the game. So we did have a little bit of rockfish in our counts a couple days this week as we made, you know, a little deviation from more of our normal game plan with that bass fishing. But still good opportunity, you know, good healthy spots of fish and on some of the kelp edges and things like that. So lots of action with that shorter fish, but, you know, some of the keeper fish was down certainly this week. Over at Catalina, you know, the yellowtail did slow down a tiny bit as well over there. the Fury, you know, did have some fish this week when they were over there, as well as our six-pack guys when they were over there. I know the Lex C, he had some great yellowtail action over there on Wednesday for his group and his batch of yellows in the 12 to 20-pound range. I think he had 13 or 14 fish for his three guys over there on Wednesday.
Wow.
But some nice bass, too, to be had over there. But, you know, again, finding the right water, the right place on the island with the current, and that better water has certainly been the key. And the Fury over at Clemente, he's had plenty of catching to keep busy as well. Plenty of bass in his counts. And, of course, some fill-in yellowtail to go along with that, and some sheephead, bonito, and barracuda as well. So we're things are on the mend here. You know, we'll see what this next week has for us. Some sunshine, a little bit of current to move some water out and exchange some stuff, and I'm sure things will snap right back to where they typically are at, you know, mid-August.
Well, Willie, if that last report was what you call a slow one, I'm looking forward to hearing a good one. Certainly sounds like some good fishing opportunities to be had last week, and like you say, it can only go one direction from there, and this is the prime time of year, and it looks like we got a really nice week of weather in front of us, so let's hope that provides some nice stable conditions and those bass get back on the chew.
That's what we're hoping, you know. And again, it's just one of those things. It doesn't take much for things to straighten out, as you guys well know, fishing inshore there, and you know, we'll see how it goes this week. So call the landing if you want to book a trip with us here. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And when you go online to book, if you use the code SAVER25, that'll take 25% off that ticket fare for you. You save a few bucks for a cold beer, a burger, or something like that on the boat.
I dig it, man. What a cool deal you guys do for our listeners. We sure appreciate that. Everybody takes such good care of us as fishermen up there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You guys just do the best job, and we love being associated with you. Willie, great job. Glad to hear there's some good fishing, and we wish you the best of luck of this week coming forward.
Thanks, gents. We will talk to you later.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Now let's head on down to Old Man. We had such a good trip, Corey. We're going down to Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Rosie on the line right now. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rosie.
Couldn't be better. I just want to be back on that island. I'm missing it.
Oh, right, so do I.
We darn near traded places, you the week before, and then our Let's Talk Hookup trip the week after, and man, what an amazing thing. It was just, can't say enough good things. We talked about it quite a bit yesterday, and I just don't have enough accolades to give for that trip, Rosie. We just had such an amazing time, and the crew took such good care of us, and the fishing was, gosh, it was just off the hook.
Isn't it crazy, the fishing down there? I mean, day after day after day, they just keep on biting.
I
just love it.
I wrote about it a little bit on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page yesterday, in that I, you know, have been very lucky over the years to get to fish the island for a long time, you know, from long-range boats, and then, you know, Pete and I went on the tester trip with Tom and Adrian, you know, years before. You know, now, but when they were kind of testing it out, hey, we got this idea of going down to Cedros Island, and we're going to fly people down, and we're going to stay on the island, and we're going to fish from pongas. We think it's going to be a really cool deal. We want you to come down and give your thoughts. What do you think? And that was close to 15 years ago, and we went down, and Pete and I both said the same thing, like, hey, man, you got something here. This is a very unique trip, and it's different, and it's not the same, and a lot of us have experienced it from long-range boats, and that's how most of us found out about Cedros. But what, you know, flash forward all these years to now Cedros Sport Fishing, Rosie, you guys have taken that original idea and just finely tuned it into the operation that it is today. And of all the years of going down there, this one absolutely took the cake. It was great.
Well, I could see that by your pictures. I mean, holy cow. I mean, my Lord, going all the way around the island, you know, catching bass. I mean, that's just a dream come true, you know. And you know, I have to give kudos to Corey. So I'm so glad that you guys are doing the show this way this morning because, you know, when we were down there, you know, I used that Christmas tree. I mean, I know I tell everyone, Christmas tree, watermelon, green and red, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that is just always my go-to when I'm down there, that 5-incher, and I'll tell you, I was the apex predator that day. You know what I mean? It's like, I would put that thing out there, and it's like, you know, people just really don't understand until you get down there that, okay, you know, that thing is coming back, and there's a calico bass on it, and there's two or three behind it waiting for it to spit it out so it can get it, you know, and that's just the way fishing is down there. And, you know, Jeff was using that 8-inch slug And every time he was coming back, there's a calico on the hook. It is unbelievable. And, so it's great that you guys are doing this morning, just because that is what we use, and it works, and it works really well. But I'll tell you what, Ricky, I was thinking that it would be very appropriate for you to do my catch report this morning, since you were just there.
Well, I would love to. I can tell you it will be a very easy catch report to give. Our days were very similar. Two of the 3 days anyway. So the norm of fishing when we were down there this past week was you start your morning with yellowtail fishing. And
right.
For those that don't know, the loading of the boats and the process is extremely easy. You guys literally take care of everything. So while you wake up in the morning and you're enjoying breakfast, the crew takes all of your gear and places it onto your ponga that you're going to fish on for the day. And that all happens while you're enjoying a breakfast. Breakfasts were great. Very traditional Mexican breakfast. It was awesome. Chorizo and potatoes and eggs and fresh tortillas, and it's awesome. So super, super good. Van ride down to the boat is about 5 minutes. You get to the boats and all of the boats are already loaded with all of your gear. They take care of loading the lunches. Sodas or coolers are packed with beers and waters and Gatorades and all the sodas and everything, and all that's, all the soda and water and power drinks are all complimentary. Boats are loaded. You hop on the boat and take off to go fishing. They started doing a new thing this year that I thought was a great idea, Rosie, in that there's a...
Well...
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's from listening to our customers. Everything that we have tried to improve upon has come out of the mouth of someone that has been down there. So go ahead.
So what that is, they offer a bait service now. So the bait making is very easy at Cedros. Bait is extremely prolific. If you saw any of our videos or things like that, it usually does not take much time to load your tank with sabikis. But if you don't feel like doing that, there now is a bait service down there, and they've contracted with a guy that goes out and jigs mackerel, keeps them in bait receivers right outside the harbor, and you literally put your order in the night before when you're having dinner. Hey, we'd like to buy 20 baits. They're $1 a piece. So for a $20 bill, you cannot worry about busting your sabiki out and having plenty of baits for you if you want that option. So I thought that was a great idea. With that said, this trip... You want to talk about not necessary at all. This was the best surface iron yellowtail fishing in the 15 years of going down there I think I have ever seen. It was just spectacular. We never jigged a piece of bait the whole time we were there.
Rick, I saw the video that Rick put up on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram, and it is sheeting with sardine. Yeah. And they're all hooked up on the surface iron with yellows. Just incredible.
That was shot from our buddy Nick Palumbo, and that was their boat. And that wasn't like a highlight shot. It was all the time. It was all the time, every time. Yeah. The bait was, there was square miles of bait sheeting like that, and big schools of yellow just blowing through there, big giant bonita going through there, and... constant.
And the grade of the yellowtail. Grade of the yellowtail is what gets me.
It was a true 25-pound average. Like, that was the average fish was 25. Every day we would have countless fish over 30 pounds. My good buddy Steve Cuff at the who works with me at the tackle store, and he left to get a real job this year, works in the medical world now, and this is his first big trip. He Rosie reminded me of you. He broke his personal best like 4 times during this trip, ending with what is a holy grail fish. He had a 40-pound yellowtail on the certified scale at the end of the day on a surface iron on a 7X light, and it was amazing. So yellowtail fishing limits for every single boat was the norm. We would release a bunch of fish when we were done. We all took a limit the first day, and after that, you have a limit of 25 to 30 pound yellows. That's a lot of fillet to take home.
Absolutely.
So the next couple of days, we only would keep a couple a day, and Javier, who was our captain, was fantastic. Fish would come right to the boat. He'd grab it by the tail. He'd grab it by the gill plate. He'd take the jig out of it, fire the thing back in the water. Releasing 25 and 30 pound yellows was wild, but it was crazy good fishing. Steve brought those little like gate clickers for our bass fishing to see what kind of numbers we could make for catching calico bass. And I was clicking our yellowtail the first day. So by 9:30 in the morning, I had 16 yellowtail, all in the surface iron, fish over 30 pounds, and that was just my count. The other two guys, Steve and Will, had very similar results. It was just
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible yellowtail fishing. After you wave your white flag and you can't handle any more yellowtail, that's when you decide to go fish for calico bass, and the bass fishing really followed suit. We had, I wouldn't say that we had to run, but most of the people chose to run a fair distance and go all the way to the north end of the island. There was certainly fishing to be had on the south end. What was unique about the north end is that's where the current was really firing. There was plenty of fish and very good kelp on the south end of the island, but the current was lackluster, which meant to catch your fish, they were just deeper in the water column. They were available, they were biting, there was good bass fishing to be had, but it was all leadhead and swim bait and deeper in the water column, closer to the bottom. At the north end of the island, there was very good current, and that kept that fish very active, and that's where all the really good surface action was had. My most favorite way in the world to catch a calico bass, and that's not because Corey's sitting here to blow smoke, is with his 8-inch weedless bait. Like, that is my most favorite way to catch a bass.
All visual. It's just so much fun.
And they were devouring. We were having so much fun in that we weren't worried about getting a bite. We were trying to make every cast so that we were waking the tail on the surface. You know, as soon as it hit the water, we'd be turning the handle as fast as we could and getting the tail to wake on the surface, because every bite, like you say, was a big visual.
Explosion.
I mean, they were doing cartwheels trying to eat the swim bait on the north end. It was so, so good.
Count me in. I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say, Rosie. It was great yellowtail fishing on the jig. It was great calico bass fishing. We hit it on a fantastic week, as Cedros really is, and you just kind of got to pick the way that you wanted to catch them. And your crew took such good care of us. The service was just unparalleled. And I was very curious to guess what the number of staff you have. Between chefs in the kitchen, people helping you around, the people helping you with the gear on the boats, the captains themselves, I'm sure the crew outnumbers the amount of guests that you have down there.
Actually, it does. It does outnumber the crew. So there are 13 to 14 crew members at all times to take care of you guys.
Yeah,
it
showed.
It shows, yeah.
Well, you did a great job, Rosie. We couldn't have been more happy. I mean, there was just not a single complaint from a single person. Everybody was raving about it and talking about booking for next year. So count us in, and count me in again, too, man. We had a fantastic time, and we just can't wait to do it again. And really want to thank you. The trip ran so smooth. And, you know, you're traveling to Mexico, and you're going to a foreign country, and you're going to an airport that people are lesser familiar with. And the amount of work that you did pre-trip on just kind of filling everybody in and all the odds and ends made it super easy and super fun, and we want to thank you and tell you what a great time we had.
Well, right on. I appreciate it, and you know what? Year after year, we're just going to continue to improve and work on those little tiny things that we think are important and just make this trip even better for you guys.
Awesome. Well, if somebody wants to join us on our Let's Talk Hookup trip next year or any of the trips, I know that Jeff talked about a little while ago, there's a spot or two still available this season, and it is definitely not too early to be booking for 2020.
This is true. So to get a hold of me, guys, just call 619-772-7570. And you can also go to our website at cedrossportfishing.com, and lots of social media there, Instagram and Facebook, you know, Cedros Sport Fishing BCM.
And I know you've already got our dates locked down for next year. The trip I'll be doing will be August 3rd through August 7th of 2020, and we're super excited, Rosie. Can't wait. Thank you again for providing such a great operation. It's a very unique trip, lots of fun, and we can't wait to head back down, and we can't wait to hear how Cedros continues to be next week.
You got you guys. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate a great report. Hey, with that said, let's head to the surf now. Talk to the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Gundy, sorry to keep you hanging so long, man. You get me talking about bass fishing like that and yellows on the surface iron, I can go for a long time.
How do you follow up that report?
It was pretty good, buddy.
Well, as it goes, I do have some really spectacular fishing to talk about. I'll make this quick. Another good week of Corbina fishing, 70-degree water, tons of sand crabs, good tides. You know, another round of big fish. The afternoon tides seem to be key this week. Wilers reported good Corbina action on Malibu beaches, most of the fish in a 1 to 3 pound class. Sand crabs, lugworms working for those guys. Just Fishing in Redondo reported excellent Corbina action along South Bay beaches. Screening for soft shells has been a sure bite there. Afternoon high tides have been best, and that's what we were saying. Big Fish reported good Corbina action along Bolsa Chica and Huntington. Most of the fish in a 1 to 3 pound class, with some pushing 4 pounds. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported good Corbina action along with street jetties anglers scoring fish to, again, 4 pounds on sand crabs, ghost shrimps working for those guys, two casts along the jetty rocks there. The street jetties was one of the hot spots. Hogan's reported solid Corbina action all along Capitol Bay there. Good catch of 1 to 3 pound models, some better fish taken on the ghost shrimp. Finally, Pacific Coast reported another week of Lunkers. I think they had a 6 pounder and 2 more 5 pounders this Jeez. Week checked into the shop. South Oceanside, Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad's been the hot stretch. Heartbreak of the week, and this is something I want to cover real quick. One of the regulars up there off Torrance dumped, he's had fish in a 5 pound class. He estimated this fish around 7-8 pounds, big giant one. Just touched the line as he was trying to land the fish. The fish made a head shake. Something to think about. You're fishing on 6 pound tests with these Corbina. You're hanging fish to 8 pounds. So you have to do some things different when you hang a big fish. And let me just throw this out there. Monofilament's probably better. You know, I don't mind fluorocarbon leader, but that mono has some stretch. That's going to afford you a little bit of if the fish makes a move, a little shock absorption might be the word. And then another technique I use when I hang a big one is back reeling. And it's a little, if you've done it before and you feel comfortable, it can be to your advantage. A lot of guys haven't used that technique. If you're not familiar with it, I wouldn't. But when you get a big fish, he turns quick. When you're back reeling, that it's instantaneous how that reel reacts, you know. And then finally, when you land that fish, you don't want to touch it. You want to backpedal, keep that rod tip in the air, keep that head up on the fish, and try to plane that fish into the beach and land him on the sand. And then that's, once he's high and dry, then you got him. But touching the line, touching anything like that, that's a little sketchy on those big giant fish on light tackle. And we'll talk about it more as we go here. But those are some tips from Gundy and Lance.
That's good dope, Gundy.
Crazy good tips, Gundy.
Awesome. Well, appreciate that. Yeah, great report. Good info. Well, Gundy, appreciate everything you do for the show. Appreciate you always providing us such great information. And we'll just look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. I'll dream with Cedro.
Come down, buddy. It's a good one. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Oh, man, those were some great tips. We got a whole another hour ahead of us, and your calls, like I said, the lines are absolutely lit up. We're going to get back to when we get back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
This is Matt Strom from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.